Daf Yud Beis, falls down. Gufa. Ra'i so rotzen acha ha-metziah. There's the Mishnah. We said, obviously, if you're running after metziah, we said if it's a metziah that you could catch inside the field and you're aimed but next to the field, then we said it's going to be a chotz mishtamer. So we're just quoting a gemara we quoted derech agav in yesterday's daf. That's only if you can actually catch the animal. You don't actually have to catch it, but you could catch it. And then we brought the shayla, which we're going to bring again in a second. Bayer of Yimriya. B'matona heich. That's true by a metziah that you need to have this level of chatzim mishtameres. What if it's not a metziah? What if someone's giving you a present? Does it also have to be mishtameres like that? And kibi b'nei of Abba Barkana, afal pi shirotzach rein ve'ein magien. By a matona, since it's dasacheres, you don't necessarily need to be able to catch them. It could be, kinda has to be in your chatzim, still has to have some level of kinyan, but you don't need a level of chatzim mishtameres that we talked about by a metziah. By Rava. So based on that, now Rava has the following shaila: Zorak Arniki bePesach Zev v'Yatzah bePesach Acher. Now, if someone now Pashup Shana, I would explain this Gemara that Rava is continuing on the previous Gemara, and he's talking about someone's giving you a present, and they want to throw you a wallet, and it goes through your chutzner in the air, never touches the ground, and goes out the other side of the chutzner. What would you say in that case? Rashi says very interesting over here. Rashi says Zorak Arniki v'Hefkiroi Kol Hakoidim, and you're a mafkirit. Which sounds like this would not be a case of Das Acheres, because it's Hefker. Hefker, we said by Metziah, is there you need Chatzim Mishtameres. But we're going to see in the Gemara in a second, the Gemara is considering this a case of Das Acheres. It's the same halacha the Gemara is going to say as whatever we say by Matona, which means that the Mefarshim explained, Rashi must assume that someone being Mafker that Chefetz is different than a Metziah. By a Metziah, where it's just Hefker by itself because the person gave up, it was Miyayish and becomes Hefker, that obviously there's no one giving it to you and you're going to take it. But when someone's Mafker their Chavitz and allows you to take it, that's really all he's doing is allowing you to take it, and therefore when you take it, there is some aspect of Das Acheres Makna in that. When someone's Beferish Mafker their Chavitz, it's a big Chiddush in this Rashi, there's a Rambam that says like this as well, somewhat. So just to keep it in mind, Rashi over here says we're talking about Hefker, not Hefker Stam, but Hefker when someone is Mafker their Chavitz, and that would be the equivalent, seemingly, to the case of Matona. Because Gemara says, Mau, Aver Shein Sefer Lenuach Kamunach Tami, since it's never going to land inside the field, do we say that doesn't matter? That's like Munach. We had this similar shine in the Gemara in Shabbos by Hitzah. I look. I'm a Rav Papa LaRava. So Rav Papa said, I'm a Viamrele Rav Adabar Masla LaRava, Viamrele Ravina LaRava. So everybody was talking to Rava, whoever it was. Lav Hainu Masnisa. This is exactly like we learned in our Mishnah. Then we said in the Mishnah, Ros and Rotz and Acham Ratziah, that you have to be able to catch it. And on that, I'm Rav Yirmiyah, I'm Rav Yirmiyah, Musha Tzorech, and Rotz, Acharei Magi, and you have to be able to catch it. Ubay Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah had asked the Shaila, but Matana Heich, what would be the halacha when someone's giving it to you? V'kibli minei Rav Abba Barakahan, and Rav Abba Barakahan explained the Matana, Afu Pisha Rotz, Acharei, and Ve'ena Magi. And therefore this, just like by a Matana, you don't need that level of Mishtamer, so it works, even if you don't catch the object, but you're not able to catch the object. So the Chayra here also, so they said to Rava that when it flies through the chutzner, it should be the same thing. Again, assuming there's Das Acheres Makne, because we're comparing this particular type of hefker to a case of matana. Amalei, Rava said, what are you talking about? Mizgalgal ka'amrit, your halacha that you were discussing that matana works is something that was at least on the ground. It was moving on the ground. It was running on the ground. It was a bird that was hopping on the ground, but it was touching the ground. Shani mizgalgal de kemunachnavi. If it's at least touching the ground, then already you could say, with Das Acheres Makne, even though it's not chatzim mishtameres, it works. But in the case that I'm describing, the wallet never touched the ground at all. And maybe if the wallet never touched the ground at all, maybe that's worse. And maybe then it would not be considered a proper key if it flies through your chutzner, and the Gemara is not pushing it over here in terms of our halach and chashim mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Metzias benoy, if a seemingly a katan finds a lost object, a boy or bitoy or a girl, kaketanim, Metzias avdei v'shivchasya kananim, if you have an eved or shivcha kananis who finds a lost object, or Metzias ishtoy, if a person's wife finds a lost object, something of hefker, hari elu shaloi, they all go to the balabais. So some of these we understand. Ishtia we had in the Gemara Ksubas, that's Mishum Eva. Since she's going to be working and she's going to be and he's supporting her, anything she finds, he gets to keep. By Eved, a Kenani, and a Shifa Kenanis, he owns their guf, so of course anything they find goes to him. By a girl, a Kitana, that we know, called Shvach Neurim LaAviyah, everything she earns, everything she finds, all that stuff goes to him. That's all day Pashit. The problem the Gemara is going to struggle with is a boy. Where do we ever see that when a boy, katana, benai, finds something or works or anything, that doesn't necessarily go to the father? When he earns money, that doesn't necessarily go to the father. So why is this mitzia that the boy is finding go to the father? That's going to be what the Gemara is going to discuss. However, says the Mishnah, Metzias b'noyu b'te hagidoylim, if they're older, obviously, seemingly, over bar and bat mitzvah, Metzias avdev shivchasei ha'ivrim, if they're an evit ivri, which you don't own their goof, they're just working for you, but the lost objects that they find would not necessarily go to you. We'll see in the Gemara the details. Or Metzias ishtay shagirsha, if you divorced her, afa b'sha nasa k'suvasa, even though you have not yet completed the transaction because you haven't paid the ksuba, still, at that point in time, anything she finds, harelu shalahen, these things they get to keep themselves. They don't go to the balabais. Amar Shmuel. Mipnei ma amru metzias katan liyavim. Why? Seems like it's a din d'rabbanan. As we'll see in the Gemara, the whole idea of a katan being kaina metzia is only a din d'rabbanan. So why does it go to the father? Shebisho shemaitza, generally speaking, when a young boy finds a lost object, meritze etzel avim enam ach miyada, he brings it to his father. Kid finds something, I don't know, not modern day kids, but in those days, the kid finds a wallet and he runs and brings it to his father. And therefore, since that's normally what he's doing is he's picking up to bring to his father, Chazal made a takana that automatically goes to the father. Says, but that's an interesting svara. But lememer the sover shmo katan lest they schil enafshe midaraisa. That sounds like, and this is the machlekes we have a number of places in Shas, is can a katan make a kinyan on his own for himself? If Shmuel is saying over here that the reason it goes to the father is because generally speaking, the son brings it to the father, there doesn't seem to be any other important reason why we give it. The Mishnah reasons why we said, by an Isha, we said it's Misham Eva, we want to avoid fights, etc. But over here, just because that's what he normally does. If the Katan could own this Chefetz de Araisa, it doesn't seem to make sense, says the Gemara, that we would take it away from him and give it to his father, because sometimes he brings it to his father. If you tell me the Katan himself can only make a kinyan d'rabbanan. So Chazal said, okay, we're making a din d'rabbanan that a kid can keep what he finds. A boy can keep what he finds. Well, look at what happens. Most of the time when the boy finds it, he brings it to his father. So we'll switch the takana. And the takana will be not that he keeps it, that whenever he finds it, it automatically goes to the father, since that's what happens at the end of the story anyways. So this seems to indicate, says the Gemara, this halakha that Shmuel is explaining in the Mishnah would make sense if we assume that the katan has no skia himself d'araisa, only d'rabbanan. Chazal said, we'll change that tinder abana, not change it, but lakatrila, that it goes automatically funnels directly to the father. Says my Batanya. The problem is that doesn't work. According to Shmuel. Batanya, we have a brisa. Again, we seem to be coming back in, again, last we daf him to Hilchas Zroyim. Things we have in Mercedes Zroyim. Batanya, Seicher Sapoil. So you have a worker working in your field, and there's a halacha called leket, which was whatever the pile drops, if you drop certain amounts of the crops, he has to leave it there for aniyim. Okay, so obviously the pile, even if he is poor himself, cannot pick up his own leket. That wouldn't work. But what if your sechus a pile, and he wants to bring his family along with him, and his kids are going to travel behind, trail behind him, and as the pile is walking, anything that drops that's now leket, his kids who are poor as well will pick it up. Can you do that? So sechus a pile, so Tanakama says yilaket b'nai achrov. If he qualifies as an ani based on how much money he has, then his children, his boys, can pick up behind him. Lamechsel tishravi, if he's an orus, now if you're an orus, that actually means you own part of the field, so on some level. So in that case, lo yilakeh p'nei achrav, because the father's an usher now. He's not really an usher, but he doesn't qualify as an ani to pick up leket if he owns part of this field, then the children cannot. So it all depends on the father's level of whether he's an usher or not. Whether Ishta is in it, it doesn't matter for our purposes. But Rabbi Yossi says, the son picking up stuff has nothing to do with the father. I don't care if the father is rich, the father is not rich, it makes no difference. The son himself is poor, the son can pick up the things. Now, seemingly, our Mishnah said, anything the son picks up now from Hefker, in this case Leket, automatically goes to the father. So this is a little bit strange to how this halacha works. So it says, Ramah Shmuel, and Shmuel himself said, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi that any boy's katan can go and pick up leket after his father is working in the field. Now, how does that fit in with the halacha we just said? If you're going to tell me that a katan d'araisa picks it up for himself, and then for some reason it goes to the father, the Chazal said, give it to the father. We don't know what that reason might be. Okay, so then I can understand the son is picking it up for himself. It's nothing to do with the father on a deraisa level. He's allowed to go do it. And then it's a two-step process. The son picks it up for himself, deraisa. Chazal, for whatever reason, we don't know why, would take it away from him and give it to his father. There is no din of a katan being zeich on his own. So then, when he's picking it up, why is he zeichin it? Like Shmuel said, midrabbanan. That same drabbanan then said it goes directly to the father, which means, as Tosfos points out, Chazal would not make it a two-step process. They would clearly make it just a tunnel. The son picks it up, and it goes directly a pipe to the father, which means the father is getting his own leket, and the father is not allowed to take his own leket. For the fact that Shmuel passed like a b'yaisi and said that the child could pick up the leket, that's clearly mashma that Shmuel holds that a child is able to be zeichin the leket de'oraisa. If he's able to be zeichin the leket de'oraisa, it's a steer in Shmuel, because Shmuel's svara and the pshat in our Mishnah only makes sense if you hold that a cotton can be zeichin only midrabbanan. Avu asheru amayishter b'nar malakin acharof. Says, well, you're right. Shmuel tamadi don ka'amar v'lei le'svui le'ei. When Shmuel explained pshat in our Mishnah that the reason it goes to the father is because of the svara, since he brings it to him anyways, we're going to make it. And therefore, we say that's all based on the fact that the zechia of the katan is drabanan. That is what Shmuel is explaining pshat in our Mishnah. But Shmuel, am I supposed to ask Yaisi? And if Yaisi says that a katan can pick up leket after the father, that means he holds the katan is zeicha deraisa in any leket and any mitzia. And according to Yaisi, a boy would be able to pick up a mitzia and keep it, and it does not go to the father. Which means the halacha in our Mishnah that says Mitzias b'noi le'aviv is a machlokes tanoim, actually. Shmuel holds, our Mishnah says it works, because the whole idea of the schia of the katan is midrabanan, Chazal took it away from him and gave it to his father, because that's what he normally does. Shmuel actually, the ma'isa, paskins like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says when the katan picks it up, it's his de'oraisa, and he never gives it to his father. It has nothing to do with the father. He's allowed to keep it on his own. There's no reason whatsoever Chazal should make such a takana at all. And therefore, he's allowed to go pick up leket as well, because he's not actually giving it to the father. He's keeping it on his own. Says, well, that would be a nice pshat, but v'sav Rabbi Yosi katan islay schia deraisa. You're assuming then he holds the works deraisa. V'atnan, we have a Mishnah. Mishnah is metzias cherishet v'katan. In our case, where the katan finds a metzia, okay, yesh memishum gezum da'kishalom. You're now allowed to steal it from that katan midrabanan, which means it doesn't really belong to the katan. It's really still hefker. Chazal said it's keilu, it's his, and therefore you're not allowed to steal it from him. Rabbi Yosi Emer Gezel Gomer. Rabbi Yosi says, no. If you steal from this katan, it's mamish gezel. Now, if I just stop there, that sounds perfectly like what we just said. The Rabbi Yosi said a katan is zeichah something daraisa, and if you steal from him, you're mamish stealing. But that's not the pshat. Rabbi Chista Gezel Gomer medivreyem. Even Rabbi Yosi, when he said Gezel Gomer, it also was only midrabanan. What does he mean Gezel Gomer? Now, if kamina loyitzi v'dayanim, according to Tanakam, if you steal from a katan's mitzia, then you cannot even take it to Bezdin. According to Rabbi Yosi, you can be tevei in Bezdin, but everybody holds it's only midrabanan. So now we're back to where we started from. If everybody holds it's only midrabanan, and if everybody holds it's only midrabanan, it goes directly to the father automatically. There's no reason not. So the what's pshat in Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi said that you're not going, that you can, the benoy can be melaket acharoviv, if he's going to be picking it up and giving it to the father, so then why is that mutter? Elam Rabbi, I'll tell you why. It's a special halacha. Asu k'misha holchu boy nemusha is. There's a halacha called holchu boy nemushas, which means leket that someone drops in the field is hefker. The aniyim come through, and they pick up the leket. And then the poor aniyim, eventually the poorest aniyim are called the mushais. When they come through the field and they pick up whatever they want to pick up, whatever they leave afterwards, you're allowed to take. Anybody's allowed to come take it, you're not even an ani, because then it's considered even the aniyim have given up whatever's there. So says the Gemara here, we have a special din, that when the pile is working in the field and his son is going after him, even though you're right, you shouldn't, the son when he picks it up is really giving it to the father and therefore shouldn't be allowed to do that. Rabbi Yosi says we consider it like holchol vayna mushais, that all the other aniyim are sort of meichel on it and therefore you could do it. Says the Gemara, that's interesting. The aniyim gufei masiach daitu. The other aniyim are meichel, okay, we'll let this guy's kids take the stuff. I want my kids to take it, you want yours kids to take it, it's all fine, therefore they will give up hope on it. Even if that's true, but the Mishnah said, according to B'Yosi, you're allowed to bring your kid to the field. If you tell me once your kid is in the field, b'di'eved, so all the other aniyim are moichel, fine. But why are you allowed to bring your kid in the first place? You're not allowed to prevent other people from coming to take leket. If you're not allowed to take that leket yourself, you cannot bring your kid to take it. If he takes it, fine, maybe it works. But mehechates, you're allowed to do such a thing to scare people off from taking leket by bringing, as an ari, bringing a lion into the field to scare people away. That doesn't make any sense. So back to Akasha. What's pshat in Rabbi Yosi if the kinyan of the katan is only drabanan, why, and it goes to the father, why is he allowed to take the leket? Elam Rava says, asu she'ena zoicha ki zoicha. No. Over here, Chazal made it a two-step process that the kid takes it. It's ke'ilu midrabon, and it's his. And later on, he gives it to his father, and therefore he's allowed to take it lechatchila. Why? My time, anim gufayu nichlu. Then he prefer it that way. Ki heichad dechiagur l'detu nuka panayu basrayu. Then he prefer be a two-step process, so that way Reuven can bring his kids, and then when Shimon goes, he can bring his kids, and Levi can come, he can bring his kids. You want to bring your kids to be able to pick up the leket. So therefore, Chazal, to help them out, made it a two-step process. But in the chanami, the schi of the cotton is only midrabonan. According to the Tanakama, you're not allowed to bring it, you're not allowed to, because you're not allowed to give it to the kid. The kids are taking it for the father. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you could, because it's a two-step process. The kid is taking it on his own, and then he's sending it on to the father. So that's all very nice. However, this whole pshat in the Mishnah that Shmuel was explaining is that the Rabbanan that we give it to the father, because the kid always brings it to the father, that's all the way Shmuel in the Mishnah. Rav Chiya bar Abba learned the Mishnah totally differently. When the Mishnah said gadol and katan by benoi, it did not mean adults and children. In man, ela gadol samech hashulchan aviv zehu katan, katan venu samech hashulchan aviv zehu gadol. It was a question of who's being supported. If the child is being supported by the father, then what to make a difference? What age he is? Then the father wants his mitzvah because of Ava. Getting back to that Ava question, which Ava overrides everything, even a kinyan daraisa. And when it said a katan, that was a katan is soy mechal shulchan. And when it said gadol, just means anybody who is not soy mechal shulchan aviv. But here the reason is that you're giving it to the father mishum Ava. If the reason you're giving it to the father mishum Ava, oh, that overrides even a kinyan daraisa, then the whole Shmuel's halacha would not be applicable. Metzias avdev shivchas v'ivam rein shalatzman. Says my mind. Why is an Eved Ivri's stuff go to himself? Amai lo yiyeh el apoyel. We said a worker, when he finds stuff, goes to the balabayas. Vatanya metzias poyel li atzmoy. He gets to keep it, but the medvam umer zman sham alay nachashim yayam adimiyam. If I hired a worker to chop wood or to prune the trees, then whenever he finds, there's nothing to do with me because I didn't hire him to do that. Aval amali asri malach ayoyim. If I hire him as a day worker, whatever you do today is mine. Every day, every hour for the next 8 hours, you do whatever I tell you to do. So mitzias balabayas. Then finding a metzia is just part of the work he's doing for the balabayas. So if that's the case, why in the world would an Eved Ivri be any worse than that? So the Gemara says three through. So Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar B'yechan, Hacha B'Eved Nekev Margolius Askinen. We're talking about an Eved whose job is a very, very specific job. His job is to drill holes in pearls, which is a very, 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 very difficult job, very expensive job. And there's Shein Rabbi writes in Lashanis Malachim Malach Acheres. The rabbi does not want him picking up, stopping to pick up a mitzvah. Every minute you waste, there's one less minute that I have for you picking up pearls. And therefore, the rabbi doesn't want him doing it. If the rabbi doesn't want him doing it, then the halacha is, if he picks it up, it doesn't go to the rabbi. However, Rashi points out, he does have to compensate the Rav for the time he wasted. If he does that, fine. But the Rabbi's not interested in doing it. Therefore, he's not considered working for the Rabbi when he picks it up. First times. Rav Amar, the Mabriya Matsiya Malach Deskinan. Rav says the only reason we said that when you work, what you find goes to the Rabbi, is if it's taking away from the time that you're working. But if you can work at the same time that you find the mitzvah, then the mitzvah you get to keep. It only goes to the rabbi if it takes away from your work time. Here it doesn't take away from your work time, he gets to keep it. Rav Papas is a whole different pshat. We're taught the only time it goes to the rabbi is if he hires you to find the mitzvah. But if he does it, which is hard to read back into the brisa, but if he doesn't hire you to find the mitzvah, then you get to keep it on your own. Why would you hire someone to find the mitzvah? Nowadays, you know, we're looking at metal detectors, you take people. But he's more a similar answer. If there's a flood and a lot of fish come up onto the beach, and you send them, go get all those mitzvahs, go get all those fish. It's equivalent of using a metal detector, right? So then you would hire someone. The only time when you hire a worker that he gets to give all the mitzvahs to the rabbi, according to this third pshat, is only when you hire him specifically for that. But if you hire him generically, then not. Shifcha. What's the case of a shifcha? Hai shifcha hechidami. We're talking about a shifcha ivris. Idi isa shnei shtairis, if she's already a gedola, my boy gabay. Right? A shifcha only works until she's 12 years old, then she goes free. Idi loyasi shnei shtairis, if she's a ketana, isa lav davuahavi. So what does it mean she gets to keep it? She doesn't get to keep it. We just said a ketana, everything goes to her father. Shvach nurim goes lavia. So what's the case where she gets to keep it on her own? Vida less love, if you tell me the father's not here, tepik b'misitzav, l'cheresh, she would go out already from being a shifcha when the father died. Damar Shlokish, Shlokish learned in the Gemara in Kedushin, Rosh Lakish said, "Amr Ivriya Karna Atzba Misaav Meir Shus Adin." He said an amazing halacha that normally when a father sells the girl to be a shivcha, so then when she becomes a gedola, either the Adin can marry her, or her son can marry a yud, or when she becomes a gedola, she goes free. Rosh Lakish said a chiddush that if the father dies, toich gedei, automatically she goes free. What does the father's death have anything to do with her being an Amr Ivriya? He learned it out from a Kal Vachomer that he said, if Simonim take her out of the Rishus Av, and therefore an Mises Av takes her out of Rishus Av, so Kal Vachomer, that she goes out of the Rishus Odin by Mises Av. That was Rosh Lakish's Chiddush. So if that's the case, what's Pshat in our Mishnah? What's the case where she's keeping it on her own? We're, over there in Kedusha, we proved Rosh Lakish wrong. Some of you are right. We already proved him wrong. But we can prove him wrong from our Mishnah. It must be she's staying by the Odin even though her father is dead, and therefore she can keep these Mitzias. Look, the Odin, the Isil Av. The father's alive. What does it mean, Amarein Shalahen? When it says she gets to keep it, doesn't mean she gets to keep it. La Fuke de Rabba, meaning not Rabba the Amira, Rabba her owner, right? When she's a Shifcha, so the father's alive, so therefore she gets to keep these things, but she doesn't get to keep them, you're right. They go to, since she's a Shifcha, it doesn't go to her master, it goes to her father, and Ichanami, she's a Katana. And if she's a Katana, anything she finds automatically goes to her father. But what it meant is not going to the master, rather going to her. Let's finish to the Mishnah. Metzias Ishtoi. We said if she's divorced, the Metzias Ishtoi go to the wife. So my Girsha Pshita, obviously if they're divorced. So of course, then there's no question. So my skin and Mugreshus for any Mugreshus. What if he threw her a get in a situation where it's a suffix? It's a suffix get. So if that's the case, Damar of Zera, Amar Shmuel, Kalmakam Shamacham Mugreshus for any Mugreshus. Anytime you get suffix karvloi, suffix karvloi, you're not sure if it's a kasher get. By the Chaimim Zanesel, he has to continue supporting her until he gives her a vada get. Now normally, but no, they're not divorced yet. We don't know if they're divorced. He has to support her. Now wait a second. Normally, we said the reason when she finds a metzia, it goes back to her husband, is mishum eva. It's not fair. He supports her, and anything she finds, she gets to keep, and therefore it goes to the husband. In this case, he has to still support her when they're suffering migrations. Does she have to give the metzias back to him? So I'm no. Time of my rabbi, metzias ishla baile. Why do we normally say that? Is mikiyechid labila eva. Here he already tried to divorce her. Hacha isla eva ve'eva. They're already in the middle of a divorce proceedings. There's no bigger eva already. If there's no bigger eva already, then there's no reason to say that the metzias go to that. So when the Mishnah says megureshes, it means safek megureshes. We'll stop here. We'll start from the Mishnah here tomorrow because it's all going to be one long sugya. Hold the shtuff.